outside Brillington Hospital, the car park is pretty full today. Just over a year ago, though, that might not have been the case, with services being pulled out of the hospital. Now it's a hub for orthopaedic surgery in the area, having relocated from Scarborough. So I've been given access to have a little look at the work that's been done here. Just got to go and find my way to Kent Ward now, where I'm going to meet Kath, the staff nurse there. But first off, I best disinfect my hands with this gel. Okay, and I'm ready to go.
Good morning, Kent Ward. Staff nurse speaking. Can I help you?
Oh, good morning. My name is Kath Baxter and I'm a staff nurse on Kent Ward. I was part of the original team that were based upon Ash Ward at Scarborough and I came down here, so it's our first anniversary here in Bridlington.
How's the first year gone?
Oh, it's been brilliant, really good. The fact that we've had no operations cancelled because they needed the beds for emergencies has meant that we've been able to do an awful lot of surgery.
So, Kath, we're on Kent Ward. You're going to show me around, aren't you?
Yes.
And so, first off then, we've just walked in. Just kind of describe to me what we can see.
Okay. Well, we've got the staff room and the toilet for the staff. We've got this wonderful notice board here, which has got all the thank you cards up that patients have sent us.
There's loads of thank you cards here. You obviously work closely with the patients. What kind of response do you get from them? Because they're pretty much in and out, aren't they, really?
They found the staff very friendly. It's a very relaxing atmosphere. It's not very clinical. We're able to hopefully get them out of bed after a couple of hours, so long as they've got all the feelings in the legs. People just can't believe that they can actually get out of bed 2 hours after they've been to surgery. 40% of patients actually go home the following day.
And straight across, we've got another.
We've got four beds. Here.
Hello, ladies.
My name's Anne Short, and when this was built, I was site secretary.
So you've had a knee operation,
I've
is that right?
A full left knee replacement, yeah.
And how did it go for you?
Very well, very well. I'm still painful because it was only done yesterday. But I'm doing all right. I'm on crutches now, which is good. But what was really good was I came here for my pre-op assessment as well. Living in Bridlington, it's so much more convenient, you know, not having to make a journey all the way to Scarborough when you don't feel so good.
I'm Jo Foster, a staff nurse, theatre practitioner at Bridlington Hospital. I had my operation in November. I was off work for 3 months, and it was an instant relief of pain.
I'm going to talk you through perhaps what's going to happen today. So this is a bay with four beds. We've got the bathroom opposite. It depends on the mix of male and females as to what the bays are.
So you mentioned that there might be another ward that will be done up as well. Will that work in conjunction with Kent Ward?
Yeah, there's a five-year plan because we're aiming to become that centre of excellence. Plans keep changing, so, and also new theatres are going to be put in as well.
My name's Mark Andrews, I'm one of the orthopaedic consultants. I think the move to Bridlington has been very positive. It's good for patients because they're not getting cancelled at the last minute. It's good for the National Health Service because we're putting lots of work through. We've been very nicely welcomed to Bridlington, and this hospital has needed use for many years, and now we've given it one.
How many operations have you done in the last year since you started here?
We've undertaken almost 2,000 elective operations in Bridlington over the last year. We've done over 800 joint replacement operations.
It's very friendly and the food's lovely. We had a really nice evening meal.
Well, what was it?
I had chicken goujons with chips and a side salad.
Oh, very nice.
Yes,
very
and
nice.
And I had jelly and ice cream.
Maybe getting looked after. You all want to go home?
I don't want to go home. I'd like to stay.